Compressor limiter is off. Hey, Doug, I think the compressor limiter was off.
Really? We weren't compressed or limited?
No, we weren't.
Oh, man.
But now, Bob and Your Live Unlimited. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And his name is Bob Enyart, and I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm with him. We're uncompressed, we're unlimited, but we are on the air.
And Doug, I'm so excited about the creation movement. Today is a big day.
Huge.
I mean, this is a fun time to be a creationist.
Did you say movement?
The movement.
The creationist movement.
It's a movement of God.
You know, someone sent me an article, a friend of the show, about George W. Bush. You know, did you get to read this? George W. Bush said
I'm afraid it might be the article that I saw about a book out recently. Go ahead.
Yeah. Basically, someone had written a speech for George Bush that mentioned the conservative movement.
For the RNC, he spoke at the convention in 2008.
Right. Yeah. And George Bush said, "What's this movement you're talking about? What's this movement? Movement? What movement?
What's the movement?" And the speechwriter, his speechwriter said, "Well, the conservative movement, Mr. President."
Hey, listen, I whooped Gary Bauer in 2000. There is no conservative movement. Take that out of the speech.
There is no
conservative. That's George W. Bush.
And that's so true. And that's what we've been saying for all these years on the air, from Bush Sr. to Bush Light.
Right.
We've been saying it. And the Christians, like Dr. Dobson, has said openly that he feels like we're a woman, the other woman, the Christians.
That's right.
Where we want to influence our culture and we help elect Republicans.
That's right.
And they'll take us out, you know, but then...
we're the mistress of the Republican Party. They won't go out with us in public.
We are the mistress. They will meet with us in private.
Right.
They'll make secret deals, but in public, they act like they don't know us.
They act like, yeah.
And of course, that's been Bush 1 and Bush 2.
Mm-hmm.
We've been bushwhacked. Funny thing is, it's not only the Christians.
No.
It's even the conservatives. It's even Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and all these guys.
The so-called mainstream conservative movement.
Yeah, and they think that Bush is a conservative. And Bush doesn't only mock the concept of conservative Christianity, he mocks the concept of conservatism generally.
Yeah. Yeah, forget it. Forget about even that. Leave the Christianity aside.
Yeah, he's a virtual socialist.
Mm-hmm.
He much prefers to hang out with pro-homosexual liberals.
Like the ones he put on the Texas Supreme Court.
Than with fundamentalist Christians.
Right.
Much prefer the homosexuals to the Christians.
And this tells me, Bob, that most people in the United States on the left are certifiably insane because they thought he was their enemy.
They think,
got to be insane.
Yeah, the Republicans gave us Roe v. Wade and abortion in a dozen states before Roe v. Wade. And
the first $1 trillion expenditure for
And Bush socialist
Bush
healthcare.
Stole the first trillion. Obama stole the second trillion.
Yeah.
Don't tell these guys what comes after
a trillion. No, it's horrifying.
But let's talk about the movement because there is a movement, right?
What,
it's just
how,
not, it's not, yeah. It maybe not be recognized.
There's a creation movement.
Amen.
There's a personhood movement.
Yeah.
There's a young earth creation movement. And what a time to be alive to serve God on the personhood front and the creation front. It's exciting.
It's awesome. Now, there's a movie that's debuting tonight at the Oklahoma Museum of Natural History. Natural History. And it's called the Cambrian Explosion.
Wow, Darwin's Dilemma. Darwin's Dilemma, the Cambrian Explosion. Doug, and the folks who made this, Illustra Media, they're good.
Yeah.
We sell two of their
films. That's right. That's
films.
Right. We've got two in our catalog, Unlocking the Mystery of Life.
Yep.
And The Privileged Planet.
Yeah. Now,
phenomenal.
We've been selling these. They're on our store at kgov.com. Unlocking the Mystery of Life is about the cell, the living cell.
Wow.
You know, Darwin evolutionists,
they said it was a black box.
Well, it's a simple cell.
Sure.
You know, a little blob of protoplasm.
Like a brick, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A soft brick.
A soft brick, right.
And it turns out the so-called simple bacteria, simple cell, is wildly complicated, more so than a space shuttle. by orders of magnitude, sophisticated. And this video, Unlocking the Mystery of Life from Illustra Media, what a great job. It's Nova documentary quality.
So it was actually, it ran on PBS, if I'm not mistaken.
It ran on quite a few public television stations around the country.
Right.
Including here in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
run on my DVD player several times.
Yeah, me too. And with our kids.
Yeah.
And it's a Nova quality. And then they put out The Privileged Planet.
Yeah, The Privileged Planet. I'll tell you what, anyone who homeschools, if your kids are 10, 11, 12, they're starting to really, you know, get science starts to get fun and complicated.
Eight, nine.
Well,
you have girls, right?
I have girls.
We have boys.
Okay, so 8 or 9
eight,
for you.
8, 9.
Okay, 10, 11 for the girls. Not that we're...
No. Any girl at any age who loves science, loves science.
Yeah, well, my
just
girls...
boys love rocks and girls love other things than rocks.
My girls don't really...
Girls are smarter than boys,
they haven't expressed an interest in science yet.
Doug, girls are smarter than boys. Boys love springs, rocks, rusty things, dirt.
Oh, yeah?
Girls love relationships.
So they're smarter.
They're smart. Well, what do you think? What's more important, rocks and dirt and rust or relationships?
Well, I'm a boy, so I like rocks and dirt and rust.
All right, but the girls are smarter generally. Boys have an earlier interest in science.
Now, I want to tell you, I got to tell you about The Privileged Planet because I have a personal story. But I want to mention the telethon. We stand now at $26,535.
Yeah.
There's only 2 days left in the month, but we just got a $100 donation from Joe in Parts Unknown America.
Joe in Indianapolis. Joe D. Could I say his last name?
Joe D. 100.
Oh, wait. Joe in Georgia.
26.
Joe in Georgia. Joe D.
So we're at 26,635. The number to call to give to the telethon. We need to raise another, 13,000 and change.
Yeah.
And we've got nearly 48 hours to do that.
All right.
So call us at 1-800-836-9278. If you've been thinking about it, if you've made a commitment that you want to help, well, now's the time. There's only 48 hours left. We need to hit our goal.
That was Joe from Georgia. Yesterday, Joe from Indiana made a matching pledge with a subscription. Doug, we've never had this before.
A subscription.
He said, if someone in the audience will subscribe to the monthly Bible study album from Bob and Yurt Live, that's $35 a month.
Right.
We'd process that automatically on a credit card.
Right.
You could mail in a check. But he said, if somebody does that, he already gets our materials.
Right.
He said, I will subscribe to the monthly Bible study. So that's 2 times $35 a month, $70 a month. That would add times 10, $700 to the telethon total.
So there you go, folks. There's the challenge. Call right now, 1-800-836-9278. Subscribe to monthly classic TV shows, topical DVDs, a monthly Bible study album.
Yeah. And you could, if you're an introvert, you could go online, kgov.com.
Yeah, you can just go online. You don't have to call
Doug,
the show
some
right
people
now.
Would rather not call.
So no matter how the pledge, no matter how the subscription comes across, it'll match this pledge. So anyway, folks, if you've been thinking about it, if you've been putting it off, you've been waiting for the end of the month, if you wait for a big commission check, now's the time.
Yeah, please
take
subscribe.
The plunge, please.
Okay, so Doug,
the
you said you were
planet.
The Privileged Planet.
I loaned this video to a scientist, a doctor, a couple of years ago. And
through your work.
Through my work. A fellow I knew. I saw him maybe a week later.
Yeah.
And he gave it back to me. He said, Doug, that was one of the most fascinating and interesting scientific presentations I've ever seen.
It is extraordinary.
Right up
the
until...
The Privileged Planet.
Doug, I really loved it right up until it started getting religious.
Religious?
That's what he told me.
This is the intelligent design movement. They don't present Jesus Christ, the gospel, the Bible. They don't even talk about God. They just say there's evidence for design.
But you know what? This scientifically minded doctor who watched this video. Now, he knew I was a Christian because that's something that I tend to I don't broadcast it necessarily, but people tend to
You don't wear it on your sleeve?
No, but people tend
on
to
your,
know.
On your cuff.
No, but they have suspicions. They have suspicions.
Okay.
But because this video does such a great job of just making a case for purpose in the universe
and
order, that he knew that the implication was undeniably
the implication
religious.
Is that there is a God.
That's
when
right.
you see the creation. Now, the intelligent design movement is a little bit dangerous because they leave out the personal God.
Right.
And so they could be Hindus for all we know.
Right.
They're whatever, you know. They're just saying we're scientists and Darwinism is not true. The Big Bang is not true. Look, there's evidence for design. Well, anyway, they did the Life Within the Cell, Unlocking the Mystery of Life.
Yeah.
They did the privileged planet, the Earth, the solar system, the galaxy. It's extraordinary. Phenomenal. It's like Nova.
Yeah.
Only way better.
Way better because it's true.
And now they're doing Darwin's Dilemma, the Cambrian Explosion.
Cannot wait. And by the way, Focus on the Family has given this film its Focus recommended stamp of approval.
And we give them a thumbs up for that. Good for them.
Way to go, Focus. I mean,
that's
hey.
That's great. That's absolutely
awesome.
Great.
They're good folks.
And so here we have, Doug, we have the Cambrian Explosion. This is going to blow the minds of a million people around the country and the world who watch this video.
So it's going through screen. Producers are screening it in various venues around the country before it's released. It's going to be released next week.
Next week, and it's being premiered tonight at the Oklahoma Museum of Natural History. This is really fun.
So that's probably in Oklahoma City, you think?
Yeah.
Anyway, if you're in Oklahoma, we have a huge following in Oklahoma. How many people?
Yeah.
I forget how much money has come into the
telephone.
Well,
we have a list
Oklahoma.
State by state.
Well, a number right? of donations have come in from. We've got a huge following.
So, Doug, this is about the Cambrian Explosion.
The Cambrian Explosion.
You know
I've
what
heard
that
of that.
Is,
no,
right?
Yeah, that's like, wasn't there a comet that crashed into the Earth and there's a big explosion?
That's not the Cambrian Explosion.
Killed the dinosaurs? That wasn't it?
No, that's not it. It's not a comet. The Cambrian Explosion is that when you dig down through the sedimentary strata on Earth and you find fossils.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
At the bottom layer, there is an explosion of life.
That's right.
You find, for example, mammals.
Right.
There are 32 orders of mammals.
Uh-huh.
You find them all at the first layer.
So it's as if there was just this explosion of
You know, Scientific American, they hate God, right? It's not, they're
I
atheists,
so,
basically.
Yes.
They call it the Big Bang of Life.
Huh. That's I wonder how that happens.
All right.
The Big Bang of Life.
See that? We're celebrating with music.
Now, there was order
Scientific
behind.
American calls it the Big Bang of Life, the Cambrian Explosion.
Right, right.
And so, because it really is. And Darwin, he knew.
The sudden appearance of. Yeah.
Darwin knew. Mm-hmm. Of this Cambrian Explosion. This has been known for a long time.
Right.
But public school textbooks, they might give it one sentence.
Well, that's why it didn't come to jump into my mind immediately. But I did remember something about a comet came in and
yeah.
Killed.
Well, Doug, it doesn't matter what we look at. Everything is evidence for our creator God. Everything.
Even the comet that I heard about in eighth grade science class.
Yeah. You know, I agree with the atheists that we have to explain why bad things happen.
Absolutely.
But they have to explain everything else. Absolutely everything else. And, for example, comets, let's just take that as a tangent for one moment.
Wait, before we get to comets, a monthly Bible study subscription that matches our subscription challenge has just come in from Alabama, Michael and Lynn.
Whoa!
Thank you very much. Only $34.99 for that monthly Bible study.
$34.99, you get a CD.
Hey, Bob's giving this stuff away.
And it has...
Unbelievable.
The average CD album has about 5 hours of Bible study material on it, and you get it once a month.
For $35.
And it will be like going to a seminary and getting a degree.
That's right.
In theology. It will be like that.
It will be like that, except that the teaching... I'm not going to.
It's not a cemetery.
It's not. The teaching tends to be very, very close to what the Bible actually teaches.
Like our Job study is just enthralling. Okay.
All right.
All right. So, Doug.
So, thank you, Michael and Lynn in Alabama. That's two subscriptions coming in.
Two subscriptions.
That puts us
700. Anyway. Okay. Add 700 to where we're at.
I can't add that fast.
We got to reach $40,000.
It'll take me until you tell about the comet.
All right. Let me tell you.
To add this up.
All right. So, the comets. So there are short period and long period comets, and evolutionists and atheists have no idea why they're there. Wild guesses that are easily disproved.
Okay.
I'll give you one of their theories for short period comets.
Lay it on me. A short period comet.
They said there was a planet that exploded. It's about three times further from the sun as the Earth is.
Okay.
So about 3 AU or so. Okay. Astronomical units.
All righty.
And so they said that planet exploded, and that's what caused the comets, and it exploded about 3 billion years ago.
3 billion.
Yeah.
Okay, let me write that down.
But 3.2.
3.2.
To be precise.
And that's nine spaces.
Now, the average short period comet has a lifespan because as they go around the sun, they lose a lot of material. Because it basically evaporates in space.
Sure,
it gets
burning
blown
up the
off.
Whole time, right?
Gets blown off by the solar wind.
Right.
And they have a life expectancy of 12,000 years.
Okay.
The short, all the short 12, period comets out there, they have 12, an average life expectancy
of 12,000
years. So if they were formed 3 billion years ago, if a planet exploded, why would they be here today?
How do I subtract 3.2 billion from 12,000? That's kind of tough.
You get that it's wrong.
That'd be a negative number.
Let me give you one other one. Yeah, and this was in Nature magazine. Nature, is that a creation magazine?
That's not a creation magazine. That's Nature. That's an evolutionary magazine.
They presented a study by Napier and Dodd.
Okay.
And here's what the study said. They said if there was a planet out there past Mars somewhere, mm-hmm. and it exploded, they said there couldn't be enough explosive force to break up the planet. Even if the planet broke up, the gravity of all the pieces would suck it back together. So it would just be a orbiting blob of rocks. Hmm. They said, for example, if the entire planet was made out of TNT.
Okay.
TNT is very explosive.
That's very explosive.
They said if the whole planet was made out of TNT and you lit the fuse and it blew up, it would still be all together.
Wow.
Because of the gravity.
And now,
Doug, if you throw up.
I hadn't thought about that.
Right? If you throw up. Well, not for seeing homosexuals in a restaurant.
No, let's...
If you throw up, let's say, Rhode Island...
If you throw up Rhode Island...
Into the atmosphere, it's going to come back down with a thud.
Okay, so if you were to cast it up off the face of the Earth...
Yeah.
It would fall back down.
Yeah, so if a planet blew up because the entire planet was made out of TNT...
Right.
It would remain a planet... Although maybe cracked and all, but then it would, you know, the heat and the pressure, it would reform.
It would just be a little.
Yeah. Silly theory.
Now, as far as I know, we found some meteorites, some pieces of these short-term meteors.
About short-period comets.
Comets. Have we actually had a chance to find out what they're made of?
Oh, yeah.
Is there any TNT involved?
No, there's no TNT. No, there's no TNT. Now, if the planet became a nuclear explosion and it blew up because it was fissionable material.
Right.
Then we would be able to detect the radioactive fallout of a planet that exploded via a global nuclear bomb.
Okay, right.
But that didn't happen.
That would
either.
Leave a footprint of some sort in the universe.
Right.
That's not there, though.
No. So, yeah, comets came from the Earth.
Okay, so what?
Comets are like dirty snowballs. They came from the Earth.
They came from the Earth.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is...
overwhelming evidence. We'll do that on another show,
okay,
though.
Because a lot of people may have never heard that before.
They're muddy water. They're muddy water.
I thought they were made of ice and dirt.
Earth is the water planet. That's where the water comes from, Earth, primarily, in the solar system. So anyway, and...
There is a lot of water.
And comets follow the plane of the Earth's orbit, comets.
Oh, that's right.
And they did not come from the outer solar system. And it's just so fascinating when you have the biblical account and you can understand the world and the universe we live in. But anyway, so today is a big day.
That's a topic for a real Science Friday.
We'll do that. Fred Williams and I'll do that. Yeah. All right, Fred, if that's okay with you. Darwin's Dilemma, the Cambrian Explosion.
Can't wait.
All kinds of life, Doug, right there at the beginning of the fossil record. And Darwin knew about this problem, mm-hmm. and he thought it would go away.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, here we are, 150 years after he published.
Hey, Chuck!
It hasn't
still here.
Gone away. You know what they found? Lucy?
Yeah, right? Lucy, the upright...
The Peanuts character in stone?
Yeah, right.
They found a fossilized Lucy from Peanuts, Charles Schulz.
Right.
It was closer to the missing link than the one that Richard, who found
Leakey.
The Australopithecus?
Leakey, Lewis Leakey.
Richard Leakey, Lewis Leakey. What's the wife's name? No, it was Johansson.
Johansson. Yes, thank you very much, Bob. Speaking of things that won't go away.
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand is in the news today. Okay?
I
glanced at it, but she apparently on stage, I believe, or in an interview. I'm not sure because the website crashed.
Okay.
But I saw the headline that she told some people that singing the song People, you remember the song by Barbara Streisand?
It's
People?
The only thing I know that she did in her whole career.
Right. And
People.
She says singing that song is boring.
Oh, come on.
That's what she said. That
is the closest thing she ever did or say to something that's relevant and true.
Because
she said people who need people are the luckiest people in the world.
Affirming our need for relationships.
Yeah, and that's actually how you understand Genesis chapter 3. and the curse that came with the fall. Ooh. And the weeds and the struggle to provide for your family. And if you didn't need one another, like everybody wins the lottery, then marriages break up. Right. Everybody becomes a rock star or Hollywood actress. Marriages break up because people don't need one another. Mm. Needing one another is the glue that God gave to keep us together through the hard times once we sinned. If it wasn't for sin, there would be no hard times.
That's true.
The earth just gives us our sustenance. Mm. You just pick the fruit off the trees.
And that was okay before sin, but after sin...
After sin, we need to struggle to survive, because otherwise you and your wife have a fight.
Yep.
And she says, you know what? I just don't need this. And she walks away.
Yeah.
And that's pretty easy to do if you don't need one another. But needing one another is the glue that God gave us to get us over the hard times so we could learn to grow in a loving relationship.
Wow.
And take care of our kids. So she's an idiot.
I wonder if Babs realized any of that when she recorded that song some
probably not.
200 years
and
ago.
And there's no such thing as luck. There is chance. Jesus said by chance.
There is chance.
Right? But there's no such thing as
luck. Yeah, lucky could just be a figure of speech.
Yeah, figure of speech.
Meaning that you're
meaning
happy.
That, yeah,
fortunate.
Things are good. But you know what? There's another idiotic thing. Who did that movie, Yentl?
Yentl?
Was that...
Babs was in that movie.
Doug, I saw that movie before I understood the whole homosexual agenda thing.
Okay.
That movie had the potential of being such a great movie.
Yeah.
About this young girl who wanted to study the Torah.
That's right.
And she couldn't because she was a girl.
She dresses up like a boy.
And it was such a fascinating concept.
Yeah.
And, you know, she wants to know about the scriptures and all the prophets. She can't go. She dresses up like a boy. She ends up living in this house.
Yeah.
And the daughter in the house is starting to fall for her romantically.
Thinking she's a boy. Yeah, that's getting kind of creepy.
And Barbara Streisand doesn't explain to her that she just allows the relationship to continue.
Is that right?
And I'm thinking this, as I'm young, you know, watching this movie, and I'm thinking this potentially is a good movie, and now it's become insane.
Wow.
But I didn't realize the homo agenda behind it.
I got to tell you, Bob, I've never watched a Barbara Streisand movie. I don't know how you found yourself in that situation. Were you kidnapped?
I was a kid. Oh, I wasn't kidnapped, but I was a virtual kid.
Okay.
And I didn't know.
I guess we'll let
you
it gotta slide.
You got to learn these
well,
things.
Well, I'll let it slide. Speaking of agendas, Bob, I'm rather upset with the governor of Virginia.
Yeah.
Because he released a statement today. John Mohammed, the sniper, the D.C. area sniper, is scheduled to be
the ham
executed.
Guy, the ham got $500 matching fund from California.
Get out of here.
Doug just came in from Johnny.
A $500 match from California.
We just had the subscription match from Indiana.
Wow.
Now, and this is for KGov to keep us on the internet for the next year.
Now, is Johnny on the phone or has Johnny pitched and ran?
Johnny pitched and ran.
Johnny's shut.
Right?
He
Johnny's
gave a
gone.
$500 match. Wow. Well, now I'm still mad about this governor of Virginia thing.
Okay.
We're going to get back to that.
And Doug,
that
$950. You asked how much did Oklahoma give?
$950 for Oklahoma.
And the list, state by state, is out there. And California is at $805. And if somebody matches this $500, not only will that add $1,000. But we'll have California at $1,300.
And that would be pushing us really close to $30,000, which means we would only need to raise somewhere in the neighborhood of $10,000 tomorrow.
Right.
Which that's,
in the last day.
I mean, that's no problem.
It's possible.
We can definitely do that.
All right.
Thank you, Johnny. And now, if someone could call and match it right now, 1-800-836-9278
Maybe
is the number
before
to call.
The end of the show.
Call right now. Now, the governor of Virginia, Timothy Kaine, he said... He can't – now, John L. Muhammad, we explained that, right? The D.C. area sniper scheduled to be executed November
10th. A terrorist.
10th. Yeah, terrorist.
Islamic sympathizer.
Yeah. Scheduled to be executed November 10th. Timothy Kaine said he can't think of any reason he would stop the execution of D.C. area sniper John L. Muhammad.
And you said you're upset at him.
I'm upset.
I mean, I'm glad he doesn't want to stop
I'm
the execution,
he,
but why
I'm
are you
glad
upset?
Here he is, the governor of the state. He could be extolling 200 or 300 good reasons to execute
to
John
Allen
guy. Mohammed. Instead, he's saying, well, I can't think of any reason not to do it.
What a great point.
Very
what a,
soft.
What a wimp. He should be saying, I am upset it took us this long to kill this
that's right.
murderer.
Yeah.
Murderer should be put to death. It teaches people that there is justice. There is right from wrong. There is a God of justice. That's what the New Testament says, Doug, that when people are executed for committing crimes,
right,
it teaches them to fear God, to know that there is a judgment day.
Yeah.
Book of Hebrews, by the way.
Yeah, that's the New Testament. Yeah, so here's the governor, the chief executive of a state, whose primary job, by the way, his primary responsibility is ensuring domestic tranquility and justice within his state.
Criminal justice, right.
It's a primary obligation of the governor. Here he has an opportunity to let the people of Virginia
know. He's wimpified.
He's totally wimpified, by the way.
In fact, the body of Christ tends to be feminized. You know, guys are delicate. They're like little girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Men need to be men. They need to say, this guy's a murderer. Let me put him to death. What's taking so
Timothy
long?
Timothy Kaine should be volunteering to pull the lever on
I hope they're not using a lethal injection.
I believe, you know, Virginia, yes.
They should use
injection.
Swift and painful. So it puts fear into those who would kill, you know, innocent men, women, and children.
Well, that you mean people should be allowed to see it?
Not lethal injection.
People should be allowed to see the
execution.
Well,
sure, that and not lethal injection. I mean, pretty soon we're going to be...
Something scary.
Pretty soon we're going to be softening them to death in a tub of Jergens lotion. Pretty soon, eventually. We'll put them to death with a comfy pillow.
Yeah, right.
If they do lethal injection, you know what's so weird? They do the alcohol swab.
Oh, yeah. That's...
And they say it has to be safe.
Well, it needs to be safe.
They should use the same needle.
Well, yeah, the
year
guy is
after
die,
year,
right?
Old Sparky, they should use Old Rusty.
Like,
but they shouldn't do lethal injection. He should be awake and aware when he's being executed, as God says in the Bible, so that people will fear and no longer act presumptuously and slaughter the innocent.
Yeah, when a criminal has a problem, they're generally not good problem solvers, and you want them to have some fear before they decide to use murder to solve a problem.
That's right.
Makes sense to me, Bob.
And the death penalty is at the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So as a Christian, don't let a liberal bewitch you into thinking that there's something wrong with the death penalty.
Jesus died for our sins.
That's absolutely right. And if the death penalty is foul in some way, then there must be something wrong with the God of the Bible.
People should look into that. There is a DVD, God and the Death Penalty.
God and the Death Penalty.
That you should order. 1-800-836-9278. Order God and the Death Penalty. Give to the telethon. We're approaching $27,000. Thank you, Bob.
And thank you, Doug McBurney. Enjoyable show. And today is the premiere of Darwin's Dilemma, the Cambrian Explosion. Wow, that's going to be fun. And Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school. And our website is kgov.com. Please help out, and may God bless you.